Just feel that beat and sing it. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favorite moments of the week.
Music makes you lose control.
Really, anyone noticed that was me?
It's like the voice, though.
I don't think anyone noticed that was me. Yeah.
It's not annoying at all, I don't think. People driving their cars.
People love that bit of the show. I think this is probably the favourite part of the show.
Probably.
The price of a first class stamp is going up by 10p to.
No, I don't know because I buy the whole book.
How much do you think a first class stamp is?
82p.
95p. Oh, so it's not... currently 85p, so you're not a million miles away.
There you go.
The Royal Mail has announced second class stamps will increase from 2p to 68p. With the new prices coming to effect on April the 4th.
Royal Mail jump,
said 60% fewer letters, but 3.5 million more addresses to deliver to since 2005. Coupled with rising inflation means they need to knock the price of the stamps up. Motorists began paying £7 for a gallon of petrol for the first time. Average prices around the UK broke through the unwelcome milestone when ordinary unleaded petrol jumped above £1.54 a litre.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
Blamed on the soaring cost of oil in recent weeks. The price of petrol has risen by 5p, then on Thursday it shot up by another penny from the previous day. According to the RAC, the price of diesel still stands at £1.58 per litre. I filled my car up the other day. Two stories with this. One, it was the first time I'd ever put over £100 in anything.
Right. Okay.
That it seems like a lot of money now to fill up cars.
Yeah, but I've got, because I have got a little thing on this, right? So, did you fill up your? Did you panic and fill up before because it was going up? Did you go? Oh, I better.
Oh, no, I was going to Vicar. I was going to Watford.
Yeah. So this is my point, right? So my dad, he come around last week and he went, whoa. Well, I've just filled up. Are you going to go and fill up your car? And I said, no, Dad. I said, because if I had just had... I said, if I had found out that my local pub were putting up its beer prices by 78p tomorrow, I wouldn't run to the pub now to get as many pints down me because it's cheaper. I said, just... It's going up, accept it, and move. I said, you spent up like £300 on jerry cans that you put in your garage, because you don't want it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
Don't panic buy it. It's going up. We don't like it, but don't panic buy it.
And also, there's people that bought, in the crisis before, and everyone bought jerry cans to buy, like, 20 jerry cans. It costs £5 each.
Exactly.
It's going to cost you more doing that than it would do. Anyway, the guy I spoke to in the petrol station in Wickford, this is disturbing. One, because he lives around where I live. And two, he drives on the actual road where we drive.
Right.
Idle chit-chat, as you do at the pump. And I went, need a mortgage soon, wouldn't you? Like, a funny little line that I would have thrown in.
Yeah.
You know me. And he went, doesn't affect me. And I thought, oh, he probably gets his work to pay for his car. No. Doesn't affect him. Because he only ever puts 20 quid in his car. And it's still 20 quid.
What?
Yep, that's what he said. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether one to explain it to him. I just went, oh, that's all right then. This is honest truth. No. At the Wickford BP garage, I said to a guy, you need a mortgage soon, won't you? And he went, doesn't affect me. I only ever put 20 quid in my car, and I'm only putting 20 quid. So to me, it's still 20 quid.
Seriously, right?
I thought, he's going to get in his car now and drive that piece of metal around people where humans live.
But I'm laughing because one of my wife's friends, I'm not going to mention any names because it's like, I remember like open mouthed, like trying to explain. So she said, I'm not even going to give her a name. She said, there's something wrong with my car. I said, what's wrong with your car? She said, I've always put £20 petrol in. There must be petrol leaking somewhere. Must be a leak because I'm not getting anywhere near as far. And I was like,
she's married to the guy. She's married to the guy I met in the Wickford garage.
It's gone up.
I think that's what's happened. Yeah.
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Do you know what we've got back into the studio, which we haven't had for a while?
Go on.
Because we used it for a while.
You've just got a phone out.
It's a WhatsApp phone.
Is that the WhatsApp
phone? It's our WhatsApp phone. We used to use this all the time. And for some reason, we stopped. I think we lost the phone. This is a new phone. We've been given a brand new iPhone. So we've installed WhatsApp. I've got the number. If you want to get a pen ready. Because I think some people, it's easier to WhatsApp us.
Yeah, no, it would work, wouldn't it?
You can
it?
Use the app. You can use the text. You can use the phone number. You can do all that kind of stuff. But if you want to use WhatsApp, we can conversate with you as well. So if you need a reply from what you're saying, we can actually reply back to you because it's like WhatsApp.
Yeah, we could even send you a voice note. Like
we could do all that type of stuff. So if you want the WhatsApp number, I will give it to you now and then I'll give it to you again after the next advert so you can go and get a pen. But it's 07497 002096. It's a decent number as
it's
well.
It's not a bad number, is it?
If you want to add on to WhatsApp, we are looking at that right now. Hi to the DeLorean team. They hired DeLorean now. The DeLorean. BTTF so DeLorean
why
time machine.
Why have we not got one?
James Napier.
Yeah, why have we not done that?
I don't know if we can borrow it. to do something?
Why have we not?
What could we do? We could do something with a DeLorean.
We could go back to the future.
We could.
I mean, that's something, isn't it?
Hi to Nick Kelly. Hi to Steph, Carol, Kaz on there as well. Yeah, you can borrow it. Come through on WhatsApp. Yeah, you can borrow it.
Shut the front door.
Can we borrow your DeLorean? And what can we do with it? I mean, we could take out and do like a... Do our show at Landmarks Across Essex from a DeLorean.
I don't think I've ever been this excited. A DeLorean?
Do you want to show you a picture
1.21 gigawatts! Wow. That's incredible. Can we borrow it? Did they vote that?
He's written, you can borrow it.
When?
It says, yeah, you can borrow it.
When? What's his name? James?
James.
You are, Jay? You are, mate?
Bring it around now.
We want it. We want to see it. Take you
home. The Big Drive Home.
Let's ride.
With Chris and Scott.
Let's go.
This is Radio Essex.
I've got a little bit of voice left. A little tiny bit of voice left. But Scott's here as well as backup.
I'm absolutely fine. I can say Ed Sheeran over Pascal Pete.
You didn't have to shout, did you, at the weekend? You weren't doing a lot of shouting.
No, I was going, oh, there's another goal. Oh, there's another goal.
Do you know what I saw this weekend as well as the football? I went to see The Batman.
I've heard it's very good. My brother-in-law went to see it.
It is very good. And I thought you were going to have a go at me for calling it The Batman.
It's called The Batman.
It's called The Batman.
Yes. Do you know why I didn't have a go at you? Because it is called The Batman.
Exceptionally good. One of my favourite Batman films I've ever seen.
So, obviously, I don't know. I haven't seen it. But I... Am I right in saying I've heard... And this is no spoiler here because I've not seen it myself.
Yeah, okay.
Is it a little bit like the film Seven in the way where it's a little bit like... how would I explain it? Like a bit of a mystery.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I've heard.
There's a whodunit element to it.
So
it takes you on a journey. And there's a lot of different people and there's clues, obviously, because of a Riddler. There's clues involved. It's good.
Okay, it's long, isn't it?
It
doesn't feel long.
3 hours.
Yeah. Did it feel long? My brother-in-law Martin, he said it didn't. He said it was 3 hours. We didn't feel.
No, it was.
Long.
I mean, the thing is, you get in there at three, and you got the adverts for half an hour. So you're in there from. I was in there from
I
three
always
till
get there late.
Yeah, well, I did, but I got there from three, and then we got in there about 3:20. So and we left at about I think it was about 6:30.
So it's quite long.
But it was good. I went with Sam, my youngest, who's just Marvel and DC obsessed. So any of those movies that come out, we're there.
What are we giving it out of 10?
Oh, I'll give it an 8. The only thing about the cinema, which I didn't mention.
Yeah.
It was good. I went to see The Batman. It was awesome. I didn't realise how the 4DX seats worked.
Oh,
so I'm in there. I've got a pint of milkshake and some sweets.
I already know where this story's going.
Within an hour, I thought I was going to throw up. I was literally, there was milkshake shaking around inside me. It's like being in a tumble dryer. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It really does make you feel like you're part of the movie and the wind and the rain is hitting you and stuff. And then there was bits with car chases where something was punching me in the back. And I was sitting there thinking, they didn't tell me that I shouldn't.
They should have said, no, I wouldn't go for the pint of milkshake.
You'd have a pint of milkshake and go in there, are you? It's literally like having a pint of milk and then going into space. It was really, really, I did think it should come with some kind of carrier bag or some sick bag. it was full on. And even Sam was like, I didn't even think of that. I was thinking, yeah, you did. You've been here loads of times.
Yeah,
you know that.
Go on, Dad, have the big
sweets and some milkshake. and then sitting in basically in a tumble dryer is going to make you feel a bit icky.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute, hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that.
Radio Essex.
It's celebrating International Women's Day, which is tomorrow, so we're celebrating all week, and the title fight today is female solo artists and songs from female solo artists. So here come your selections of tunes that you can choose for today. First of all, Scott's is Britney Spears and Toxic. Good tune.
It's a very, very good song. I'm losing the title fight at the moment, so if you want me to win and you want to hear, not me, if you want to hear Britney, then make sure you vote for Scott. It's easy to do. Get your votes in.
This is the song that Scott's gone for, Britney Spears, Toxic. Put Scott in your message box if you want to hear that. Or probably one of the most famous intros ever.
Yeah, I would say so. You've heard it loads of times.
Jocelyn, but you haven't. Don't hear this enough. Jocelyn Brown,
it's
somebody
slow,
else's guy. It's
on a
not
Monday.
Slow.
It's
not
slow
when
on
it
a
kicks,
Monday.
When it kicks off, mate, it when it goes,
when
it goes.
Goes
yeah. No. If you want to hear this song in its entirety, put the word Chris in your message box.
Here
send it
comes.
Over to us.
Yeah.
And...
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Scott's made probably the best cup of tea he's made all week.
It's
a good. It's just.
Well,
a,
well,
it's
no,
a,
well, I always. No, but no, I always make good tea.
You
I
do.
Mean, I pride myself on it.
Yeah, but sometimes one will be better than others.
I'm struggling to take it as a compliment.
That was a really nice. This is a nice cup of tea.
Okay.
As are all of the teas you make.
I'm struggling to take that as a compliment.
No, it's nice. It's good tea. And Stevie's saying, you know, I don't know why he doesn't start making tea at 10 to 3. To get here at 3. Some people would probably share that opinion. You start on air at 3, start making the tea at 10 to 3.
Okay, do you know why?
Because you're not in at 10 to 3 for a start.
No, I was today, actually. Mm. It was about 11 minutes, though. I am taking a leaf out of the Fenn book.
The Fenn book? Oh, the Tom, to producer Tom.
It's called, yeah, I thought I could
It's called
everyone.
The Fenn book.
It's called the Fenn book, yeah. It's basically, if you can get away with doing less, do that. He's wrote that book. Well, he's got a ghostwriter to write that book. It's called The Fenn Book.
Yeah.
And it's working for
How
me.
To do as little as possible.
By The Fenn.
Producer Tom Fenn.
No, it's
just
called,
The Fenn.
He's called himself The Fenn.
Where is he anyway? Should be, is he in?
No. I estimate we will see
Should
him.
We do a sweepstake?
Yeah.
Get it on the text. When do you think Tom will enter the studio? You can app us that right now.
Yeah.
Just put the time. It's normally in the 3 o'clock hour, sometimes 4 o'clock. Yesterday it was 4:22.
4:22 yesterday, yeah. No, 4:37 yesterday.
4:37.
Yeah.
We'll have a sweepstake. Get yourself on the app. Let us know when you think producer Tom, he produces the show between 3 and 6 every day. When do you think he'll enter the show that's on air between 3 and 6 every day? What time do you think he'll enter the studio?
And say, or do things.
Yeah, nobody wiped out on the sweepstake at the moment. Currently looking at what time we think producer Tom will turn up in the studio. Is he listening out there?
It's on very quietly.
Right, he's not listening.
He's on the phone.
So Carol going for 3:25. I think that's quite optimistic.
That's never happened.
Dobbo, 3:49. Laura, 4:06, just in time for what's happening. Mitzi says Tom to appear at 3:46. If you want to get involved in the sweepstake, just grab us on the app. If you're already on our WhatsApp, you can grab us on there. Just put a time that you think, and your name, that you think producer Tom will enter the studio today, and the closest will... we haven't got a prize.
Well, do you know what? Right.
Have we got a prize?
I think... I mean, I don't know. I need to put it past the program controller,
right?
Maybe. But maybe the person that gets the correct time can get a song played on the radio.
Oh yeah, maybe like a mug as well and a pen or something.
Yeah,
yeah. So like, what a heart giving away at the moment, millions. Well, just a cup and a pen
and a lanyard.
A lanyard.
Can we? Sorry, can we push to a lanyard? No,
giving away millions. They're hard doing literally millions of pounds. No to the lanyard. All right, but a cup? A used cup. A used cup.
Used cup.
And a pen.
Used by Chris Brooks from...
That's added value.
Yeah.
Added value. Steve going for 3:47, says Stephen Wickford. Tom's definitely going to walk in at 5:59. And then walk straight back out again, says Nathan.
I don't think he's ever been here at 5:59.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the building, producer Tom.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome along.
Hi, thanks.
You all right, mate?
You listening out there, or are you doing production? What are you doing out there?
Doing production stuff.
Doing some production stuff. Yeah. Wow. Have you heard any of the show yet?
Didn't see the time. No.
Right.
No. It's
4:06.
It's 4:06. So since 3 o'clock, we've been running a sweepstake on what time producer Tom may or may not turn up to his job.
I bet no one responded.
Have a look at the sheet. I've got a big list. There's about 200 or 300 people there. See, I put them in chronological order. So anyone actually hit 4:06?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was.
Who hit 4:06?
Laura.
Laura hit 4:06. You are the correct person with 4:06 on the nose. It's just, I mean, you know what time he's going to arrive before we do. So Laura, we'll give us your number and everything on the text, and we'll sort out your cup. And I think we did get a lanyard sorted out as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's my.
It's your landlord.
It's my old lanyard. Yeah.
And a pen. We'll just do that for you. We've said, I know Hart are giving away millions at the moment, but.
It's a big prize.
When we say a pen, it might be the shell of a pen because we might keep the ink bit back. But a pen, but nevertheless.
If you need a pea shooter, it'll be perfect.
It'll be perfect.
Perfect for that. We will give away a cup, which is more valuable than £1 million. If at the time you need a cup of tea, you can't put tea in £1 million, but you can put it in a cup.
Speaking of tea, do you guys want one?
No, we've got Joe's made us tea
because we didn't actually know whether you were still in the building.
Oh, okay.
So we've already got a China teacup tea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I feel useless now.
We're not playing games.
Only useless now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad I found
you, you're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
Harry Styles' new music coming this month, we have told. A new album out and a lead track from that album dropping sometime this month, producer Tom, in the Harry Styles department.
Could say it's going to be falling right into our laps.
Wow. You're doing Chris jokes.
That's what I
you
do.
Can't do Chris jokes on the radio. Do you know what? I know there's so many people that love him, and I think he's fantastic, but he's amazing, isn't he?
Yeah, he's only going in one direction. Yeah.
Oh, my God. And that's to the top.
Yeah.
He's incredible. His voice is so good. And what I like is because a lot of the time when you're from a boy band like One Direction or whatever, Westlife.
Five.
Yeah, but any boy band. You've got this stigma attached to you, which is like, oh, they're going to be rubbish because they can't really sing. And
and
that's obviously not true. And he's like living proof of it.
Yeah, incredible. No, he's, and all of them actually.
Yeah,
I mean Zayn, all of the One Directions.
Oh,
all the directions.
I think we've done
east,
this before.
West, name, north, name, south.
Name them all, Chris.
Southwest,
no,
southeast.
Name them
all the directions.
Yeah, no,
south.
No.
Southeast.
The people from One Direction. Full name them all.
Harry Styles.
Well done.
How many are there? Five.
Yep.
Harry Styles. Liam Tomlinson.
No, Liam.
Liam.
Begins with a P.
I'll come back to them. Niall Horan.
Yes.
Zayn Malik.
Yeah.
There's two more.
One more. Because you've got to go back. There's five.
Liam Tomlinson.
No, because that's the other one that starts with an L. Tomlinson. L. Tomlinson.
Who?
Louis Tomlinson.
Oh, Louis Tomlinson.
And then Liam
Gallagher.
Payne.
Liam Payne.
Yes.
Wow. I feel inadequate now. I didn't know all those.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Why are you winding people up earlier? Somebody told me on WhatsApp that you're winding people up earlier. Well, who are you winding up?
What are you talking about?
You're doing wind-ups with people today.
Yeah, I was winding up my bandmates.
Why?
For fun.
What were they doing?
So basically, what the outskirts of what happened was.
Yeah.
We got a gig come in, and I phoned the agent. You know, nice bit of money this gig, and I phoned the agent and said, should we wind the boys up? And he went, how do you want to do that? I said, well, it says you've done a misprint on the thing, and it says that we've all got to sing for 15 minutes each. But it's obviously, I know that it doesn't mean that. I know it's different bands.
Oh, I see.
So
yeah.
Why don't you? I'll ask the question, and you tell us that we've got to all sing individually.
solo.
Solo. And Sean was having an absolute meltdown. He's going, why is it? I said, no, it's fine. We're not singing. I said, Matt's explained it to me. We're not singing five songs. It's for individuality. And we're singing, like I said, I'm going to sing three songs and you're going to sing three songs and Rich can sing three songs. He's like, that's not happening. I'm not doing it. And he said, you're just thinking of the money. When you're not thinking of it. He said, we can't do that. And I said, Sean, it's a lot of money. And this has gone on. He still doesn't know. It's gone on all day. All day.
Oh, you haven't told them?
No. No.
Is Richie all right with it?
It was brilliant. Rich phoned me and I ended up, the phone call, he went, what are we going to do? And I said, mate, I said, you're a performer. I said, that's it, you're a performer. And he went, yeah, no, you're right. And then so I've got on there and I've said, this is all on WhatsApp, but I've said to Sean, I'm going to go with... And then I picked some really like weird songs that like, I said, I'm going to sing Backstreet Boys Quit Playing Games. I'm going to sing Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon. And he's having a full breakdown. And now, while I've been on air, he's called me about 78 times and I've just ignored him.
Is it just me or would anyone want to go to this gig? Yeah, I'll be well up for that. I'll be like the brown. So, and then each boy band member does a little 15-minute set of their favourite tunes as individuals. I think that's a winner.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Hi to Chloe in Basildon. She says you're talking about people working together and being together in a relationship but working together at the same time. Chloe says my friend currently has a dilemma with somebody at her work. She's gossip.
Oh, I like a bit of gossip.
They've been flirting for a long time at work drinks, both single. But then acts very normal back in the office. So it all goes back to normal when they're in the office. They've just gone away with work, stayed in the same hotel. Just stepped over the line. She thinks their relationship could work and wants to make it happen. However, he's already said it won't work when they get back home and it can't work.
What?
That's what he said. I'm not doing it. He's saying it can't work. And Chloe's saying, surely it could work if you both really wanted it to, if you keep boundaries.
Yeah, but hang on. Whoa. Yeah. Have I missed? So, could this be...
Yeah.
That, so they've just stayed at the hotel.
Yeah.
Something may have happened, or something has happened.
Yeah.
And now he's gone. Nah, can't work. So that's a bit bad, isn't it? Because it sounds to me like...
If he's said that after...
Yeah, yeah.
They stepped over the line.
What's happened?
Does it not help you when I'm mimicking what I think happened in the hotel?
No.
Is it not helping you?
Really, really off-putting. Because
I think, Tom... That's all I'm thinking that happened in the hotel.
I can't. How am I supposed to concentrate live on the radio when you're doing that to me? it's too much for
so
me.
So they're in a hotel, a little bit that happened, and then...
Stop doing it.
And then he's like, thank you very much for stepping over the line. And she went, this is great, we can make this work at work. No. And he instantly said no. Well, she should have checked before they stepped over the line to see what his thoughts were then.
Yeah. Because he's like...
He would have said anything.
It's basically been there, got the T-shirt.
Yeah.
I don't
know what to suggest, Chloe, but I I'd like to know what he would have said before they stepped over the line.
Can I have these files on my desk by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning?
On FM, DAB, online, on the Radio Essex app, and here.
Play Radio Essex.
Live from the Icon Building. This is Radio Essex. News.
Stevie is practicing. I don't know what... He's practicing the news. We'll come back to Stevie in just a second. Yeah, we're on. Yeah, I didn't want to disturb you. Because you were practicing.
Oh.
But we're on the news now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it's not now because I fast-forwarded it a little bit because I was a bit worried because there was no news reader. It just went doodle 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 doodle.
I couldn't even hear the little theme tune on my.
No, I turned it off because it sounded a bit weird.
Wait, stop. He just called it a theme tune. I was trying to make a trick. He just said I couldn't hear the theme tune in my ear. It's not a theme tune.
It's my special
thing. The theme tune. I don't know how to get that back.
I walked out there and Jack went, this sounds good, didn't it?
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
Coming out to party tonight, Stevie?
I, obviously.
It's like a proper works night out. Everyone, we're all going.
Yeah.
I'm just a wee bit sad that there's not a photocopier there for Scott Robinson to enjoy.
I'm sure they have got a photocopier.
Yeah, it was John. I'm sure we can sort it.
Yeah, are you having a little... can't talk about that, can we?
No.
Will I, as a Scotsman, be taking advantage of all the freebies on offer, both liquid and dry freebies? Yes.
Yeah, no, I was thinking more of the casino things on offer.
No, I don't have the brains for that. I've never gambled in my life, apart from once I won a bet.
You gamble every time we put your mic up.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.